Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B. And joining me today is Megan Mills with Rochester Women's Network. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. First off, what do you do at Rochester Women's Network?
Yeah, so I am currently the co-chair of the programming committee. Okay. So any programming that RWN puts on, Rochester Women. We're Women's Network. RWN is the acronym we use. Any programming that we put on comes through our committee.
For those who don't know, what is RWN?
RWN is the acronym for Rochester Women's Network, a networking organization here in Rochester that was started 45 years ago, long time ago.
Yes.
Yep. And essentially to help women network with each other, build each other up, and foster relationships, all those things to grow in their business and their professional lives.
I love this. So I just moved back to the area probably about a year and a half ago, and I didn't know about Rochester Women's Network. So I'm originally from this area, but when I moved back, it's like I have to start brand new. I feel like I don't know anyone anymore because a lot of my friends have all moved away. I was looking on your website. I said, this is a great way for young women or women of all ages to get in touch and meet new people, and especially in the professional world too.
100%. So I actually also moved away after college. I grew up in the Finger Lakes, but I moved away. I moved to Los Angeles for a few years in the northern New Jersey. And when I came back, I found Rochester Women's Network online as well. And I was like, oh, this might be an interesting one. So I also kind of put myself out there. And then since I've been, I think, a member probably 8 or 9 years now, and it's been going super great. I love it. And have been on various committees. I was the president in 2020. It's been a really great organization for me professionally.
Yeah, once you're older, like adulthood after college, it's not as easy meeting people. So when you have an organization like this, it just makes it so much easier.
100%. Yes, definitely.
And how can someone become a member of Rochester Women's Network?
So my recommendation is to check out one of our Explore and More sessions. So we host them on a monthly basis. And the next one that's coming up is in April, on April 19th, and it's at the Brainery. That is a session where you have the ability to learn a little bit about RWN, learn a little bit about the organization, what we do, all of those kinds of things, and then also an opportunity to mingle with some of the existing members of the group as well. So it's kind of a hybrid between a little bit of an information session as well as a networking event.
So when you sign up to become a member, what's the whole process that it entails?
Yep. So you sign up to be a member online, so at rwn.org. And from there, you're assigned an ambassador. Mm-hmm. So the ambassador committee is essentially our welcoming committee. And they kind of take you under their wings and try to figure out what the best places or best opportunities within RWN are for you. And then you can kind of see how things go and go to networking events, go to some of our special interest group sessions, go to our programming, all of those things.
That is so awesome. So, because I know when you first join a group or an organization, it's kind of nerve-wracking not know anyone. So having kind of an ambassador take you under their wing makes it so much more helpful and less nerve-wracking.
I know, totally, right? So at least you have like one friendly face in the room when you go to an event.
Yeah, because yes. I'm that one person. Yes. If I don't know anyone, I'm super awkward and so quiet. Yep. So I love that.
Definitely.
What are the benefits of becoming a member?
Yeah, so benefits of becoming a member, there's several things. So one of them is our free networking. So on a monthly basis, we always have one free networking event. So for members, you can come 12 times a year if you want to all of the networking opportunities, which is great from a business development standpoint, especially whether you're in a professional organization working like a corporate job or something like that, or if you're a business owner, you can meet with different people, all different walks of life, and kind of learn from them. Another one of the amazing benefits of RWN is our special interest groups. We call them SIGs. Those groups are essentially for specific things. So there's like a mom's group, there's a hiking group, there's a referral group, similar to like a BNI where we pass referrals to each other. There's all sorts of different ones. There's a career transitions one. There's all sorts of different types of groups that get together. And it's essentially just a group of people that want to learn about each other and also like have a similar interest.
Yes.
Oh, there's a wine group. I forgot to mention that
a
one.
A wine group?
It's one of the most popular. Oh. Yes.
you had me sold right now. I love wine.
You had me at wine.
So can you join multiple groups? Like say the mom group.
Yes.
I have a feeling they want to join the wine group too.
Totally. Yes. So yeah, you can join as many as you want. It doesn't matter. And they kind of meet sporadically. So people often ask me, well, when do you guys meet? Like, what's your meeting schedule? And I'm like, well, I mean, kind of all the time. There's really like something going on usually on a weekly basis, whether it's programming and specifically, you know, a program that we're putting on for a bunch of members, or if it's a special interest group where, you know, we have one that's called the Geek Squad and, you know, they're meeting at somewhere in Rochester and talking about Star Wars. I don't know. It's really fun and you can join as many or as few as you want and get involved as much or as little as you want as well.
So say you join a group and you're only able to meet like once a month. Is that okay?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. There's kind of like a place for everyone. It's just a matter of kind of figuring out what you want to do with the group.
Because I know especially moms, their schedules are just all over the place, especially if their kids are in school, sports,
yes.
Music, theater. So
I'm a mom of two young kids. And
so you understand.
I totally get it. Yes.
Moms are superheroes.
Yes.
And you have some events that are coming up. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah. So we have two big events that are coming up. One is next week, and that's Build Your Own Terrarium. And it's a pop-up event, part of the programming committee. We do different like fun events as well as professional development events throughout the year. So this one's just kind of a fun one. And that's going to be at the Hive Rochester, Hive Rock. And that's on March 29th. So that'll be a fun event. And then the other one that's coming up that I wanted to mention today was the 45th anniversary gala. So I said RWN is 45 years old, which is so cool. And we're having an anniversary party essentially at Casa Larga on April 29th. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be a really fun party. Member cost is $25 for a member. And it's 2 hours of open bar, food. So it's a really inexpensive ticket price for a gala, which we were trying to keep the ticket price down for our members so that we would be able to be more inclusive to having a bunch of people join us. And then for non-members, it's only $35. So there's any non-member that wants to join us, I mean, bring it on. It'll be fun.
But it is a great way for non-members to kind of interact with the members and see, oh, this is definitely something I'd want to do.
Yes, and kind of get to know the organization too. So one of the things that we're going to be highlighting at the event is the founding members. So we're going to have, I think, 3 or 4 of RWN's founding members in attendance.
Oh.
And we're going to honor them and, you know, highlight them a little bit. So we'll hear a little bit of their stories as well.
Do you know the background behind the founding members, like why they created Rochester Women's Network?
Yeah, I know a little bit. So I know two of the members, and the kind of the story is that they decided that they wanted to get a group of women together because at the time, in professional corporate environments, it was really difficult for women to have like relationships with other women and also like any kind of mentorship and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So they got this group together and they put it out there, and it was at the Plaza Hotel, I believe. It was like in the middle of a snowstorm,
of course,
in Rochester. And it was packed. Like people came out from everywhere because they really needed a network of women that could help support each other. So like the story kind of gives me goosebumps. It's like really cool that it started with this giant group of women all together.
In a snowstorm.
Yeah. And that's, I think it kind of shows why it was so needed at the time. Mm-hmm. It was so interesting to kind of hear from them a little bit about like how it started and all that kind of stuff. And I've been chatting with them because I'm the chairperson of the event. So I've been chatting with them about, you know, their stories and stuff. And it's fascinating.
It just goes to show that no matter where you are at in life, women, we need each other to like lean on and empower one another.
Yeah.
And have that support.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the really amazing things about RWN is we really want to empower each other and support and lift each other up. It's not a situation where it's competitive, in my opinion, at least. My full-time job, I'm an insurance agency owner. There's other insurance agents in the group. we're not like, it's not competition.
No.
It's really like amazing because it's really powerful to see a bunch of women coming together and really wanting to help each other, like genuinely help each other.
What is one of your favorite things you have done with the organization since you become a member?
Ooh, good question. So I would say the most recent one that I was really proud of was an event that we did last September, and it was a joint event between RWN and SCORE. And SCORE is a business development organization that helps small businesses kind of get up and running and mentorship and all that kind of stuff. So we did a joint event last September, and I think it was a really well-attended event. There were a lot of people, and I think the programming that we had for that event was really great, and I think people took a lot out of that event. So I would say that one was a big one. Obviously, I was the president for a year. It was a very challenging year. I would not say it was my favorite part because it was in 2020 when networking pretty much shut down. So we had to kind of pivot and try to figure out different ways to network and, you
great
know,
year to
make
become
money.
A president for it.
Yeah, right. I know.
They're just throwing you in.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I've had so many rewarding experiences in all. That's the most recent really good one.
Do you know how many members you have in total?
Yeah, so we actually just surpassed 200.
Wow.
I think it was 202 or something like that recently. And just this past 3 months, we gained 40 members. So amazing job to our membership committee, who specifically were working on a membership drive for January through the end of March. And 40 new members. I mean, that's unheard of. We haven't had that many new members in a really long time. So really excited for the trajectory of RWN and where we're going.
Have you noticed the increase, especially since, well, we're still in the pandemic, but we're kind of getting to normalcy now. Have you noticed more of an increase since the start of the pandemic?
During the pandemic, we lost a lot. So I think right before the pandemic, we were right around 200.
Okay.
So we lost a lot of members throughout that. And I think it's a challenge to join a networking organization and pay a fee for a networking organization when you're not really doing anything. You're doing like a Zoom call or something like that. I think that's really challenging. So asking people to pay during COVID, I kind of get where, you know, why we lost members during that time. But I think now that it's like things are opening back up, we're going in person a lot more and all those things. I think that's one of the reasons, the driving factors of getting more members now. Yeah.
And if someone wants to become a member, how do they do that? Is it just all online?
Yep. So it's online. So rwn.org, you can go to our website. There's several different levels. You can kind of pick which level makes sense for you financially and join us.
Is the membership fee per year? Or how does that work?
Yes, it's annual.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Oh, that's all I have, unless there's something else you wanted to add.
No, I think I touched on everything I wanted to, and I would love, your listeners to join us as well. I mean, it's really a great organization. I hope it comes across in the passion that I have for it. And I just, you know, extend the invitation to anybody, and I guarantee there is at least one friendly face in the room that you'll be able to hook up with so that you're not in an awkward networking situation.
Like I would be.
Yes.
I definitely want to sign up too. So again, we've been talking with Megan Mills with Rochester Women's Network, also known as RWN. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.